This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:39 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin. And joining us for the market wrap is our very own Sabrina Magdalene from the news team. So today we're looking at a report on the surge in food deliveries in Singapore during the lockdown. Unfortunately, it highlights how this growing trend is contributing to an increase in waste. Tell us more about this, Sabrina.
So the report basically casts a light on the struggle to regulate waste from takeaway packaging like plastics and boxes. I believe this is a problem in Malaysia as well. A survey by the National University of Singapore shows takeaway food rose by almost a fifth per week when lockdown measures were in place. There was also a 73% surge in delivered meals. So this resulted in 1,334 tons of extra disposable forks, spoons and containers. To put that into context, that's equivalent to the weight of 92 double-decker buses. That's enough to form a mountain.
Oof, yikes. Yeah. And Bloomberg also reported that Singapore's National Environment Agency responded to this. The agency revealed that daily waste collected from domestic and trade premises, like apartments and shophouses, was actually 3% higher during the eight-week circuit breaker period compared to March.
That's right. So the agency says more needs to be done to reduce excessive consumption of disposables. It also revealed that last year, about 200,000 tons of domestic waste thrown away were disposables like carrier bags and takeaway containers. This is enough to fill up about 400 Olympic-sized swimming pools. I mean, can you imagine? It is a significant ratio compared to Singapore's population. So currently, there's no concrete regulation on the use of plastics in Singapore, but plans are underway. This includes requirements for businesses with an annual turnover of more than 10 million Sing dollars to report what types of packaging they are using and submit reduction or recycling plans by March 2022. Recycling is another area of concern for Singapore. Data is showing that they only recycled about 4% of total plastic waste last year.
Right. So moving on to stocks, there's news on DRB Highcom Berhad reflecting on the impact of COVID-19. What's happening on the counter today?
So DRB Highcom posted a revenue of 2.74 billion ringgit for its first quarter ended in March, but recorded a net loss of over 173 million for the period. Kenanga Investment Bank research highlighted that the full recovery of automotive sales to pre-COVID-19 level is unlikely for DRB. However, they are planning to counter with promotions and new model launches to recover lost ground. The prospects for its other businesses are also expected to remain volatile. So DRB Highcom fell 3 cent to 1.72 ringgit.
Sabrina, thanks so much for that market wrap. We're now headed to some music. It's Mountain with The Great Train Robbery. I'll keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.